Julia Gillard is calling on world leaders to unite against extremism and oppressive regimes, including those in Syria and Iran. Ms. Gillard says Australia has proved its commitment to the UN ideals of peace and development. Her speech to the UN General Assembly is all part of a campaign to win that seat on that body's Security Council. Police say it seems most likely missing Melbourne woman Jill Maher was abducted. They want to speak to a man seen on security footage here, talking to her just moments before Jill disappeared. In another development, social commentator Catherine Devaney says she was attacked by a man in a hoodie in Sydney Road last July. Consular officials are trying to help an Australian aid worker who's been stopped from leaving Libya. Alexandra Bean has been working in the country for the International Organisation for Migration since May. She'd been taken into custody but has now been released. The Foreign Affairs Minister Bob Carr says Libyan authorities want to question her in relation to an investigation into a senior official. And police and protesters have clashed outside the Greek Parliament in Athens. Police used tear gas to disperse demonstrators who've been throwing petrol bombs. Dozens of people have been arrested during the day-long strike against the government's austerity measures. And American singer Andy Williams has died at the age of 84. He's best known for the song Moon River, which featured in the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. Williams died at his home in Missouri after a year-long battle with Parkinson's.